Andrea, I am going to give you feedback on your Module 3 Learning Activities draft with this audio podcast. I want to make sure to remind you to listen to the general feedback that I uploaded. It gives some feedback on common areas in all of the courses. That I would like to make sure that you have a chance to listen to. So I've reviewed your draft of your learning activities, and I just have to say your course is beautiful. It really is very well thought through. I love the way that you've presented it. It really, really helps me to see very clearly the structure of your course and all of the components, and of course, the different elements in terms of activities and evaluation and how you'll provide feedback. So I so appreciate the effort to make all of that visible and clear in this assignment. I just really love the overall consistent structure, how very well thought through all of the details are drafted. I love the layout, the activities are engaging, the titles of things, as I've said to you in other assignments, are very good. I just love how this has turned out. Some specific suggestions that I have to do with your discussion and looking at the first one, where you're having the students introduce themselves to each other. It kind of feels like they're filling out a profile. And I'm not sensing anything that's going to catalyze discussion necessarily. And so I want you to think a little bit about what is it that you expect them to discuss. I mean, you do say respond to two of your classmates, but it feels a little forced and a little inauthentic. And I'm just wondering if there's any question that you can pose that would get them to talk about something maybe. I don't know. You know, you are asking them about prior learning. You are asking them about what they would like to learn. I don't obviously know the topic well enough to make any concrete suggestion. You know, you just want to think about a discussion as having, you know, something that's not forced to interact over. And so it's like, you know, giving your opinion or something that's controversial or, and I know these are kids, so, you know, you have to, you know, kind of mitigate that a little bit, but I'm just wondering if there's any question that you could add to that would actually get them more naturally interacting with each other. Let's see. And as I looked at the rest of your discussions, you know, I just sort of have that general feedback. I see that you're creating some written assignments also, but using the discussion forum where they're going to write a couple of sentences about a particular topic, and then you're saying, okay, now respond to your classmates about it. And so just in general, you want to be careful, you know, to make sure that you're designing the interaction for authentic interaction and not just like forcing it. You know, I love, as I said, the structure. I love the mix and the balance between passive, active, group, and solitary activities. I love the fact that you incorporated activities where they could actually go and groom a horse or, call a barn to begin to find a place where they could actually go ride. That aspect of your course to me. The course is fabulous. That aspect of it like kicks it into another level. I just think that that it makes it real and authentic to the student, that they're actually going to move forward with applying what they learn in your horsemanship course in a real horse riding experience, or to begin their actual learning to ride. So I just think the course, I can't tell you how much how highly I think about the design that you have here of the course. The journal activity, I love that you have included a reflective activity in your course. What I would have liked to see here, and what I would like to recommend that you do, is that you give each journal activity a contextual title and a guiding question. So that it's clear what the student is supposed to be reflecting on about, and that it has a focus and like a nice title for each of them to frame and focus the journal entries. Another thing that I think that I'd like to recommend is that you think about providing examples of things for your students so that they can see what you mean for each type of assignment. And you might not be able to do that for every activity until you actually have taught the course, maybe even a couple of times to get some good examples. But if you could try, I think that would be good, especially with your creative assignments, your written assignments, the journals. I did a quick search in Glogster and found a couple of interesting Glogsters, one on horse idioms and one on just plain horses. So, when you're giving them choice and freedom to, like put a collage together for you, or a presentation together, if you could point them to some things that, meet your expectations regarding the activity, I think it would be very helpful so that they can get a real true sense of, the scope of the product that they're producing in that activity, and the quality that you're looking at. And then, I also wanted to mention the use of rubrics to see if that's something that you were considering incorporating, so that students really could have a good understanding of how to meet your expectations for each of the activities. Overall, Andrea, you have done a fabulous, fabulous job. I just think this is an amazing course. It's going to be an amazing course when you get it all in your shell. I just love, I love everything. The way that you've titled things, the way that you've framed things, it's all very appropriate in tone and in sort of character for the students that you are aiming this at. I love that you have your workbook worked into this, and the different types of activities, like I said. Just really a great job. So I'm very much looking forward to seeing this in your course shell. And as a reminder, please don't forget to take a look or take a listen to the general feedback that I've provided. There's some stuff in there that I think you would benefit from including. Having a class community area and talking a little bit about that. Okay, so very well done.